ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want you to imagine that you're reaching your hand for your daily calendar, or you're swiping on your phone to check your next day calendar. But this time, your hands are actually shaken, as if it's trying to tell you, أمهلني, give me a chance, كي أودع هذه الدنيا, till I say so long to this life. And I pay the debts to those whom I own, and reconcile for those who I cut, and reach the next of kin, or maybe kiss my mother's hand, or my father's forehead. Ya laytani, I wish I had more time. As if your hand is trying to give you a message that tomorrow could be your last day. So take your time taking over that last page, turning over that last leaf. وَإِنَّ الْمَوْتَ كَأْسًا لِزَامًا. And indeed, death is coming لا محالة. There is no way out. كُلُّهُنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان. Every one of us here, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, none of us will be on the face of the earth, but we know that we will be beneath it. So, that intellectual individual, the smart amongst us, that sees the dunya for what it is, understanding that the dalil, the true, irrefutable evidence that this dunya is not dar qarar, this life indeed is not eternal. طلوع الشمس وغروبها, the rise of the sun and the set of the sun. When the sunrise comes and when the sunset comes, as if a calendar, one day is removed and coming closer to the end. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, the change of the day and the night is a clear sign for those intellectual individuals who ponder and reflect about the creation of Allah. So we have to do is some homework, knowing for sure that there is two boxes out there, may Allah have mercy upon them. It's just a matter of time for us to be coming here into a box. It's just a matter of time for us to name, our name will be on an email that we receive, which has Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un on it. It's a simple time for us that we will say condolences to our families, and our jobs will be taken by somebody else, and our money will be taken by somebody else. Even our spouses will be taken by somebody else. It's just a mere time for us to understand. That's why Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula took an oath by time. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa istithna. Illa alladhina amanu. Allah ja'alna minhum. Wa amilu assalihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. Indeed, the human being is in a state of loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. And have patience and extra patience to have with one another, to be patient, to be able to get to the other side. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ وَعَصَاهُ وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ عَرِفَ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَطَاعَهُ. He says, I wonder, I am astonished, I am amazed by those who know their Lord and they disobey him. And similarly, those who know Shaitan, devil, Satan, they reject it and they obey him. How could you know that the time is coming and you don't prepare for it? And you know that Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula exists and created you, and you disobey him, and Shaitan wants you to take you to hellfire, and you obey him, and the word of Allah is the Quran, and you don't read it, and the sunnah of Rasulullah is there, and you don't follow it, and knowing for sure that the act of disobedience will be perish, but what will stay will your sin. And the act of obedience, even though it's difficult, will also perish, but what will stay is the good deeds that will be with you. So understanding that fact, my brothers and sisters, who is the smart amongst us? Who is the intellectual individual that understands the truth about life? And all of that because we're coming to an end of another Hijri year, that we will have to hold ourselves accountable before we're held accountable and weigh our actions before our actions are weighed upon us. Like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu Allah used to say, understanding that, my brothers and sisters, a mere example that we go through. You can hardly wait for the end of the week, or bi-weekly, or the end of the month. Why? So you can get your salary. You can't hardly wait for the end of the year. Why? So you can get your review. Maybe they will give you a raise. Or maybe they will even give you a promotion. But understanding that the end of this life, you will be dealt with the same, similarly. You will get either a raise or you'll be fired. You will get promoted or humiliated. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا بَعْدَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ دَارٍ إِلَّا جَنَّةٍ أَوْ نَارٍ. By Allah, there is no dwelling after this life except heaven and hell. Understanding the truth about the dunya and what Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ala tells you about it in this life, in the Quran, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you in the Sunnah, is overwhelming evidence. But how do we waste our time? Surfing. My man, listen, I'm too young, man. I don't have gray hair, Habibi. I can bench 300. I squat 700. I got time, my man. I look at myself in the mirror, I don't say the dua, I say, Masha Allah. Ya ardin haddi ma'aliki addi. Yeah? I am God's gift to women. But wallahi, how many janazas that we've done here, that only a few hours, only a few days, only a few weeks or months, no one knows when. It is written indeed in the womb of your mother, after 120 days, how it is you long. So, understanding that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اغتنم خمسة قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five. شبابك الصحة your فراغ your money your life. So it says take advantage of five, your youth before you get old, your health before you get sick, your money before you become poor, your time before you have none, your life before death. ليت شعري. But who's listening? Wallahi, we see this every day, my brothers and sisters, understanding that we do this all the time. You get desensitized after a while. But when you see the Hujjaj coming back and welcome them back, may Allah accept from them, Ameen. And grant us an invitation for those who haven't been to invite us, Allah, oh Allah, we ask you to invite us to your home over and over and over again. The house of Allah, the Kaaba, may Allah not deprive us the visit, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And grant us a shahada in Medina, Ameen. After a long, healthy, righteous life, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Understand that, my brothers and sisters, the time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you to take advantage of, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ, you're a mere number.
إنما كنا نعد لهم عدا. We used to count for you. What count? Count how many breaths you take, how many blinks of an eye that you will do, and how many pulse of an heart that is written, and how much risk you're getting. إنما أنت عدد. You are a mere number. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi, that's why I count every day. Is it going to be on my right hand side scale or left hand side scale? Is it a good day or a bad day? But what's your mission stick, my brothers and sisters? What's a good day or a bad day? How much money you deposit in the bank? How many clicks you get on the Snapchat or Instagram? How many likes? How many people on your Facebook, your social media? Is that a good day for you? But listen to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Says, the good day for me when I do more hasanat. When I deposit in the bank of the akhirah. When I obey Allah. That's a good day for me. But a bad day for me when I disobey Allah. I don't increase my iman. I don't deposit. I make a withdrawal from the bank of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So what is your mission stick? What is a good day for you? What is a bad day for you? With that, we'll give you the road map inshallah to the hereafter. After this, I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those. This speech and follow the best of it. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in akul ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah wa astaghfiru fa ya fawz al mustaghfirin. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, understanding the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he says, take advantage of your youth, wallahi, you will not understand it yet. The youth in the audience, you will not get it yet. Because you think you're invisible, immortal. You think that you will never die. You don't get it yet. Been there, done that. But when you start making noises when you sit, and you make even a louder noise when you stand, and your joints start to make a little click of a, you understand, some of the brothers know exactly what I'm talking about. And some receding hairlines will go, and a biryani belly starts to come out. And when you lose your hair here and you start growing it here to compensate, and you start getting some gray, and you look in the mirror and you see some lines, and you see some brothers that were with you yesterday and they're coming in a box the following day, that's the sign. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. Have you not been there? Have you not received the nadir, the warner? Isn't Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a nadir, a warner? Isn't that, when you look in the mirror, a warner? Can you not see without glasses anymore? Can't you hear anymore without the God? Something in your ear? This is a nadir. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you out of His mercy. Be careful, my slave, you're coming back to me. And that's what we say when somebody dies. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are coming from Allah and we belong back to Him. And that's what Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was trying to explain to somebody. Just what do you say when the man dies? He says the statement, and he translated the meaning. He says, it's not like that. He says, if you know for sure that you come from Allah, and you're going back to Him because you belong to Him, then you better know that if you're created, that you will die. And if you know for sure that you will die, then you better prepare for the janazah. And if you know for sure that some people will pray upon you, then know for sure that you'll be buried. And you know for sure if you'll be buried, then you better know that you will be asked 3 questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is your messenger? And if you know for sure that you'll be going into the grave, then you better know that you will be resurrected. Then if you know for sure that you will be resurrected, then rest assured that Allah will ask you 4 questions. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُلُونَ. Stop them, they will be asked. What have you done with your life? What have you done with your knowledge and your youth? Where did you get your money from? And how did you spend it? It's the same 4 things that are guaranteed for you in your womb, 120 days. Your life is guaranteed. Your lifespan is guaranteed. Your wealth, your sustenance and risk is guaranteed. Your righteous deeds or bad deeds. And happy or sad, close to the mercy of Allah or away from the mercy of Allah, by your actions and deeds. So you're a mere number again, my brothers and sisters, it's coming. And your number is coming up, la mahala. Musibatul maut is exactly that. Musibatul maut is the calamity of death. Allah is telling you it's difficult for you to say so long to someone. For you to say so long to your father or your mother, even your child. But musibatul maut is another narration. His musibah is like a target, like a bullseye. And that arrow of death has already been let go, but you're not aware of it. The angel of death has got your number. And that arrow is coming for you, no way out. And you have a target on your back with that bullseye. And it's coming for you, no way out, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. I don't care how many people you know. I don't care how rich you are, how many PhDs you have. May Allah increase your honor and wealth and health and iman. Ameen. But it's coming for you, la mahala. I don't care how big a house you have, how many car garages you have, how a space you have. Indeed, you're going to leave that 6,000 whatever home square feet and you're coming back to 6 meters by 3 by 2. You're going down. So remember that no matter how much you have, you will be held accountable for it, how you got it and how you spend it. And that's why Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said that. He says, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ مَالٍ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ مَالٍ وَعَذَّبُ بِهِ أَنَا فِي قَبْرِي وَتَمَتَّعُ بِهِ غَيْرِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. I seek protection in you, from you, Allah. In you, Allah, from a wealth that I will be held accountable for in my grave, but others will be enjoying it after me. So a smart intellectual individual remembers this, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the human being dies, their actions and deeds will be cut off except of three. And that's the intellectual individual that thinks after this temporary stage in life. You're going through 5 stages in your life. When you were just a mere soul in the back of the fathers, forefathers otherwise, from Adam alayhi salam, to the womb, that's your second stage, to taklufa, this life. And then your grave is number 4, your resurrection is number 5. It's a mere number in the middle. Taklufa is the obligation, is what you have to go through. So understanding that, my brothers and sisters, you have to prepare. Understanding that there are 3 things that will never die with us. Just like there are 3 things that will follow you in the grave. Just there are 3 things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for you. We'll finish with that because of time. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ. When the human being dies, their actions and deeds will be cut off, except of 3. Ongoing sadaqah. Sadaqatun jariyah. So whatever you do, my brothers and sisters, do whatever. Even if it's $1 a day, $1 a week, it doesn't matter. But something, sadaqa jariyah, ongoing charity. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, beneficial knowledge. In every field that you do, help others. You understand zakatul ilm? If you have knowledge, there is a zakah upon your ilm. So don't deprive yourself and deprive others. Don't hoard it. Help each other. Help others to come up. عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Anything that you taught humanity, whatever it is that you taught, يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. It's مَبْنِي الْمَجْهُولِ in the third person. Anything that you taught. So be a good teacher. Teacher of good, not evil. So whatever you spread on the face of social media, is it good or bad? Will it come on your right side scale or on the left side scale? Because نُوَدُّ عَامٌ يَكُونُ شَاهِدٍ لَنَا أَمْ عَلَيْنَا. We're actually saying so long to a year that is past, that will be a testifying for us or a plea against us. Understanding that, look back at the time. Will you be crying over a year that passed, that act of disobedience? Will be looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula, because I spend my whole year in obedience of Allah, improving myself, but never despair of Allah's mercy, no matter how far I've been. Walidun salih yad'u lahu. And a righteous child that will make dua for you. How many of us, brothers and sisters, wanted to get married so we can raise righteous children? Raise next Salah al-Din. Next the one that will save this ummah. Like what they did. How many of us wanted to have this to be a sadaqah jariyah on my behalf? How many of us wanted to do this to obey Allah? To raise that child that will make me raise in that sky, in the heavens, high ranks, like the hadith says. When the man says, how did I get to this rank, Ya Allah? He says, this is your child that made dua for you. And how will your child be even know that this hadith exists if you don't come to the masajid? If you don't bring him with you to fajr, if you don't bring him with you to isha, if you don't bring him to halaqah or masajid and he in the righteous company, in the righteous environment, my brothers and sisters, how will your child that even know that this exists and make dua for you if you don't know them and they don't know you? That's another topic. But that's the only thing I'm going to leave you with. The three things that will not be cut off with you. Ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, a righteous child that will make dua of you. Because the other three that will follow you today on the janazah, your family will follow you today. Your wealth will follow you today. Your deeds will follow you today. But two things are coming back. They will not be staying with you. Your family will come back no matter how much they love you. And they will not stay with you in the grave no matter how much they love you, nor they will take you back with them no matter how much they love you. And your wealth is coming back. You cannot take it with you. But your deeds are the only thing that will stay with you. That's why Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi says, فَأَحْسِنَ الرَّفِيقِ. Be smart, intellectual individual for the one that will keep you company in your grave. Because Allah promised three things. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my righteous slaves. May Allah make us among them. Nothing your eyes have ever seen, nothing your ears have ever heard, and in your wildest dreams, nothing even comes close to your wildest imaginations. May Allah grant us Jannah with no accountability. Ameen. And have mercy upon our deceased that will come back to the Hujjaj. And grant us that visit, Ya Rabbi. Ameen. Al-Mansur al-Islam al-Azim al-Muslimin. Wa'ali bi-fadlika kalimatay al-haqq wa-ad-deen. Wa-adilla al-shirka al-mushrikeen. A'da'aka a'da'ad-deen. Awqa'i al-kafirina fi-al-kafirin. Awqa'i al-zalimina fi-al-zalimin. Awqa'i al-khrijna min bayni'im salimin. Allahumma ahfadna bil-Islami qa'imin. Wahfadna bil-Islami qa'idin. Wahfadna bil-Islami raqidin. Wa la tushmit lana al-a'da'a wa la al-hasidin. Allahumma ahfadna min bayni ayyina wa min khalfina wa ala aymanina وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف صدور قوم المؤمنين واغفر لنا خطايانا يوم الدين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وسلم واقم الصلاه.